Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In my personal opinion, the tile features of Windows 8 is one of its coolest and most distinctive features. The introductory text for lab number 7, tiles and notifications, does a really nice job of identifying the different kinds of tiles and features that you can implement. So here's a brief rundown of the different kinds of tiles that you can implement. A primary tile, which is 150 pixels by 150 pixels, an alternate primary tile, which is 310 by 150, if the user wants it to stand out as a wide tile, a secondary tile with deep links into the app to a specific feature data set, which is what we're going to implement in this lesson. Live tiles that can display up to 5 updates via queuing, so it can tell you different messages about things going on in the app, and then live tiles that can display push notifications from push updates from the Windows notification service. And we'll learn about each of these in more depth throughout the next 3 lessons. So starting in exercise number 1, incorporate secondary tiles, we're going to be working with the app bar again to allow the user when they're on a specific recipe to open up the app bar and to pin certain recipes to the start screen. So we'll be working with the windows.ui.startScreen namespace, creating an instance of an object called secondary tile, and then calling its request create async method in order to place it on the start screen of Windows. So let's do this. We'll have to take a pass or two at this. First of all, we're going to add the pin option to the app bar. So we would expect to do that in the itemdetail.html page. So let's go ahead, and it looks like we want to add it inside of the app bar div. Okay, so we can do that. Let me copy all this out. And I'm guessing it would go right here as a new button. Great. And it'll have the label pin, the ID of pin, and the icon, a pin icon. Great. All right, so that's the first part. So next up, we want to work in the item detail page, and we want to add this alias to Windows UI start screen. And so let's go to item detail, and where all these other things are being aliased, we'll alias it like that. Next up, we want to add the following statements to the end of the ready function. All right, and so we're merely listening for the pin button click event. And when we do that, we want to create a new secondary tile. And we're going to pass in its ID, short name, display name, activation argument, and tile options, and the logo URI. Okay, so the most interesting thing about this is the display name. The short tile, we're pulling all of these from the current item that has been we're working with on the given item detail page. So here we're getting a reference to the specific item using this data from our the data.js that loads in all the data. Items get at a given item. So we're calling this data resolve item reference. Remember, that's a helper method on our data.js file. And we're passing in the options. What should be passed into options should include the item itself, whichever recipe was clicked on from the grouped items page. And then we're earlier, obviously, making some changes to the text content and the links and so forth throughout. Okay, so add the following statements to the end of the ready function. Easy enough. Then we'll take a look and see how it actually plays in here. I think this is about the end right there. All right, so here we're just handling the click event for the element with the ID of pin. That's easy enough. Here we're working with item, and recall from the very top of the ready function that options are being passed into the item detail. The options will contain which item was selected from, for example, the grouped items page. Okay, and by that we can then get to the individual item by resolving the item reference using our data.js helper functions that were defined there. And so now once we have a reference to the given item that's been that we're looking at on our item detail page, we can begin to set things about the new secondary tile that we're going to create on the Windows Start page by setting its ID, its short title, its regular title. And then we want to call this json.stringify because it's going to become our activation argument. It's going to be what gets passed back in to this itemdetail.js page to essentially do deep linking. So if we were on German meatballs, we can get back to German meatballs through this JSON stringify version of the item object, the German meatballs item. Okay, so and then we're setting tile options like show the name on the logo. Okay, and then the actual URI, which is going to be our for the image, which is going to be from our local app, the tile image. All right, so we would expect for it to pull from, you know, one of these images. All right, so the very first thing is just to see, based on all this work that we've done, if, for example, we can go over here to, let's see, let's go Mexican food, let's go taquitos. Right click, and now we can see pin recipe. And we can go ahead and click pin to start. However, at this point, we do see the icon, but when we click, let's see if we can get back into here. We'll start here, and then we'll go back out, and click. And it doesn't really, it brings us back into the app, but it doesn't bring us specifically to taquitos. All right, so got a little more work to do. So creating that secondary tile was, with the deep linking logic encoded into it, was only half of the battle. Now we need to be able to actually open that page in our app whenever the user clicks on it. So that's where tasks 2 and 3 are going to come in. So we're going to modify the default.js to listen for any extra arguments that are sent. And so this is where we, when we took the json.stringify of the current object, the German meatballs or the taquitos, we put them into essentially the icon. Now we're going to extract that out using json.parse. All right, and we're going to pass that in as an argument to nav.navigate for our itemdetail.html page. So let's go ahead and copy this and then pop open to the default.js. All right, so let's go to default.js, and I think it wants us to modify this code right here. Let me just double check. Yeah. So essentially what we're going to do, everything that's currently inside of that block of code is just what I've got highlighted here, and we just want to make a quick check to see if the arguments that are being passed in are not null. So args.detail.arguments is not null, then we know we have something and we can potentially grab the arguments out. All right, so let's go ahead and copy that and paste it here. Great. All right, just to get clear on what these args actually are, these args are passed in to when we are handling the activated event for our app. And these args can contain lots of different things. In our case, we're looking for args.detail.arguments. So it's the antithesis of whatever was set here in the activation argument for the secondary tile. So this stringified German meatballs or taquito, okay, it's encoded into the tile or into its metadata so that when we click it to reactivate our Contoso cookbook app, that argument is being passed along. We're seeing and making sure that if the arguments are not null, then we may have something we can navigate to now. If not, then just go ahead and do what we used to do before. All right, so now let's run the app. And this time, if we were to go to the start page and click on Taquitos, we would expect clicking on this not only activates Contoso Cookbook, but it also will deep link into Taquitos, passing along the Taquito object. And it does, and we come right into the Taquitos recipe. So that was extremely easy, right? We're off to a great start. I can see all kinds of applications for this feature. Next up, let's incorporate a push notification into our tiles. I'm excited about that too. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thank you.